Al Bayan Radio presents The Straight Path, presented by Mustafa Arja.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ما يهدي الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, allow me to verbalize a question that each and every one of us who has a love for Islam, a love for this ummah, a love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is asking himself or herself. And that question is a very, very simple question. Why is the ummah in that state that it is in today? What are the causes that has placed us in the state that we are in today? We are witnessing what we are witnessing. We are seeing what we are seeing. And we are experiencing what we are experiencing. We look at our past and we see how we were. We look at the present and we see how we are. And how different from the way we were to the way we are. How different is the past from the present? Are we not believers in Allah? Are we not the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Then why is our situation the way it is? The answer to this question, my dear brothers and sisters, is found in the Quran and Sunnah, the ultimate sources of our religion. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith in Sahih Muslim, predicted what will happen to our ummah. He said, every single prophet told his ummah the good that he knew so that they will be guided. And every single prophet warned his ummah about the evil that he knew so that they will avoid it. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, your ummah, its troubled, free and blessed time is the earlier times, the earlier generations. And as for the later generations, the generations that we are in today, they will experience trials and tribulations. They will experience fitnas, tests that you will not be able to handle. And the fitans, tests and trials will come one after another, each one of which will be more powerful, more stronger, more difficult to bear than the trials and tribulations which preceded it. Every time a trial will come, the Muslim will cry out, this trial will destroy us. We'll not be able to pass. Then another one will come and they will say, no, not the previous one. This is the one that will destroy us. And so on and so forth. A continuous series of trials and tribulations. This is the state that we find ourselves today. We face many fitans, many trials and tribulations. We face trials within our own ummah. We face trials outside of our homes. We face trials in our daily lives. We face trials in our social lives on a national level or on an international level. All of this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, has been predicted in the Quran and Sunnah. It has been predicted. So too, the solutions have been given. For it is not possible, O Muslims, that Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger will warn us about the danger and not tell us about the solutions for that danger. So what are the solutions to the trials and tribulations that we are facing? How do we cope? How do we react? What do we do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told us a series of things that we have to do. First and foremost, that he told us is make dua to Allah. Never forget that dua is the weapon of the believer. You pray to Allah, Allah will help you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seek refuge in Allah from trials and tribulations. So we pray to Allah that Allah save us from fitans, from trials. And we pray to Allah that He gives us patience during these times of trials. Secondly, After dua, we remain firm in our iman of Allah and His Messenger. We never allow our faith to be wavered or to shake or to have doubt in Allah or His Messenger or Islam. We know our purpose of life is the worship of Allah, and all the fitnas, trials will not affect this purpose. As Allah says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Did mankind presume that they will be left alone without being tested? ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Of a surety, we have tested and trialed those before you, so Allah can see who is truthful and who is not. So the purpose of these trials, O Muslims, it is a test from Allah to see how we react and respond. So we make dua to Allah, we remain firm in our iman, and we increase our good deeds. And that is point number three. We increase in our worship of Allah. There is nothing that brings about light to our lives. Nothing enlightens us like the worship of Allah. Nothing brings hope like the worship of Allah. Nothing brings optimism like a relationship with Allah. So we increase in our worship of Allah. The fourth point, O Muslims, is knowledge. Knowledge is the lifeline of Islam. Knowledge is what tells us what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Knowledge will tell us what is a trial and how to react to a trial. Knowledge, my dear brothers and sisters, knowledge will save us. We need to know our religion, what Allah wants from us, what is halal and what is haram. Look at what happens at the absence of knowledge. When people don't have knowledge and they see what the status of the Muslims' ummah, they see the trials and tribulations, in their anger, they do things which is not permissible in Islam because they don't have knowledge. Realize doing these acts causes more harm than good, more damage than benefit. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Islam is about the worship of Allah. Islam is about knowing your purpose of life by earning Allah's pleasure, by implementing the commandments of Islam. This is what our religion's all about. If we are angry about the injustices that we see, there is a way to deal with this anger and the present situation that we're in, and that is through education. Educating the Muslims about their religion and educating the non-Muslims of our religion and the realities of the world situation. Knowledge, O Muslims, knowledge. And fifth point, after knowledge, preaching to others. What is the point of learning if we don't preach to others? We have to learn our religion. Learn the Quran and Sunnah. Learn the fundamentals of Tawheed and the worship of Allah, and then preach to mankind. Tell them the realities of our religion. Following Islam is worshipping Allah, and worshipping Allah brings about peace and contentment in this world and in the hereafter. This is our religion. Realize, my dear brothers and sisters, when we don't practice what we preach, when we don't tell others what we know, this is a sign of hypocrisy. So fear Allah and realize our responsibilities and goals. And last point is patience, sabr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, patience is the pinnacle of all affairs. Patience is being able to restrain yourself. Knowing what not to do is patience. Restraining yourself from acts that you want to do, this is what patience is. And all of these points that I mentioned have been beautifully summarized in Surah Al-Asr. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. And Imam Shafi'i said, if Allah had only revealed this surah it would have been sufficient for us. By the token of time, all mankind is in a state of loss, except for those who believe, do righteous deeds, enjoin one another in truth, and enjoin one another in patience. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let no Muslim think, what can I possibly do? I'm just one person. How can I possibly change the situation of the ummah? It's too much for me to do with. If you think like this, then you are of no benefit to us or to the Muslim ummah. Do you not realize, O Muslims, that we are the Muslim ummah? Each one of us is an integral part of the ummah. If I say, who am I? If you say, who are you? Where would the ummah be? The ummah is composed of you and I. If I change for the better, if you change for the better, the ummah will change for the better. Do we not realize and see this? Instead of blaming everybody else, they did this, this country did that, that organization did this, maybe they did. Let the question be, what have I done for the ummah? Where is my iman? Where is my prayer? Where is my dua? How have I benefited the ummah? Instead of blaming everybody in the world, let us blame ourselves and let us better ourselves. And realize, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that Allah Azza wa Jal told us, Allah will not change the status of a nation until we change what is within ourselves. When we change what is within ourselves, that is when the ummah will change. That is when the ummah will change. Allah tells us in the Quran, "Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida." Your ummah is one ummah. Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. I am your Lord, so worship me. This is Islam. Worshipping Allah, purifying ourselves, getting closer to Allah. And if we see what is happening in the Muslim ummah, we should realize that the solution to it lies in the correction of ourselves. Verily, Allah is all powerful. Allahu Akbar. And nothing happens except by His will. What we are undergoing is a reflection of ourselves. When we change for the better, we cause an effect within our families, friends. And they cause an effect within their families and friends. And a domino effect begins. Therefore, when we change for the better, the ummah will change for the better. And this is the solution to our problems. Re-establish our link with Allah, rediscover our Islam, our submission to Allah, and reignite the spirituality and the iman and the taqwa that each and every one of us is obliged to have. O Muslims, the time has come for a change, an internal change in ourselves, a change for the better. We need to shake off the laziness that has afflicted us. We need to throw aside the cloak of ignorance that has surrounded us. We need to stand up from the slumber and sleep that we're in. And we need to face the challenges of the ummah. This and only this is the solution. And when we do so, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless us with good in this world and with good in the next world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله. I am your brother مصطفى العرجة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.